the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. Well, thank you for coming today. It's wonderful to see so many from the uniformed organisations. And for those who lead, thank you for being here on this very important day, both for our nation and for our Commonwealth. You know, there are some things that are really worth remembering. So if you turn to the back of your little order of service, this is an incredibly powerful piece of poetry from John McCrae. Let's read it together, shall we? In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch, be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. You can take the oars of service with you today if you wish. Remember that wonderful piece of poetry. I wonder what you think about today as we have Remembrance Sunday here. I was out walking yesterday and I was just conscious of the leaves falling from the trees in the multiple thousands. This is why it's a wonderfully poignant time to remember the fallen. The fallen, as the leaves fall and they scatter on the ground in their multitude millions. People who have given their life for your freedom. So it's very important that we're here today and right across the nation at the cenotaph that we will go to later, across the Commonwealth. You see, freedom costs. People often say to me, why do you all go on about war on Remembrance Sunday? Don't we want peace? Yes, we do. But people gave their lives for your freedom. So we must never forget that. People have given their lives for our freedom, often very young lives. Young lads who really had no life at all. They were just thrown into the army. Suddenly on a distant shore, they died in the mud. They'd never really lived, really. And they gave their life for our freedom. So it's so important that we're here today. In reality, if our community really understood the significance of today, this place should be full. It should be standing room only. We've got 12,000 plus people in our parish. I wonder why aren't they all here? What else are they doing if they don't come to a place like this to reflect and remember? I wonder whether even people buy poppies anymore. For some reason this year, I've been particularly conscious of my poppy as I've been wearing it. It's a statement of life and not just death. So as I went to Westminster, I bought it. I realised I put it on. It's a statement of something wonderfully powerful. So thank you for those who have worn your poppies in the last week. Keep wearing them. And for those who've stopped buying them, start buying them. It's important. You see, the word remember, as you know, means to put back together. So how do we put back together our broken world? Remember. Sadly, wherever we look in the news, it's right in front of us. It steers us right today. Just listen, just watch. We realize that our world is dismembered. In every place, we need to be put back together. And that's why it's so important that we reflect on these things deeply. Why is there so much dismembering and brokenness? I don't know what you think about on Remembrance Sunday, but I always look over to my piano we have in our house, and I look at my dad. He was in a regiment called the South Wales Borderers. He went with the 2nd Command on to D-Day, France, Belgium, and finally Germany. He ended up in a field hospital with shell shock, and he suffered for the rest of his life with post-traumatic stress disorder. Very rarely spoke anything about the war. Hated killing. But we lived as a family with the remains. He constantly blinked. Saw many horrendous things. But nevertheless had served. I remember him. On the same piano is another picture. This is of Barbara's grandfather and 2 great uncles. Amazingly, they served in the First World War at the Somme, at Ypres, and at Passchendaele. Now, if you know anything about this incredible toll and battles there, would they ever come back? It was amazing that all 3 of them came back. And like so many. And if you go to these places today where the tombstones lay, and they're multiple thousands, beautifully kept, most of them are unknown and unnamed. And there's a little statement on it that says, unknown soldier, but known to God. A couple of years ago, I went to Normandy. I went to the Normandy landing beaches. If you've never been there, it's worth going there. And I went to the American War Graves, beautifully kept again by the American War Graves Commission. Row upon row. Row upon row, row upon row of those young lives who gave their life for your freedom. Looking at one, let's say Bruce Metzger, can't remember. Idaho, 18 years of age. I thought, well, he'd come from America, he'd come to the United Kingdom, ended up somewhere in the south of the country, in a camp. Hardly ever seen anything of life, really, this young lad. And then gets in a landing craft, goes across the sea, and is shot to bits even before he can get out. Just in the water. What a waste. But that was the reality. 18 years of age. So today, we must remember these things. And you know, whether you go to Afghanistan, or to Iraq, Ireland, wherever we go, we know that people have given their life for our freedom. And you think to yourself, well, why is it that even now, even though we're such an advanced culture, supposedly, and we can put all sorts of things into space, we can even get to Mars, and yet somehow we can't sort out what we've got at home. And so this morning we've got Gaza and the Ukraine. How is it we can't sort it out? And the reason is because deep down in all of us, there is a brokenness in the human condition. We ourselves are dismembered. We ourselves have a tendency to do wrong. We ourselves often have a tendency to choose evil. We ourselves often remain silent when we should stand up and speak out. We have an effect on one another, which is often wonderfully good, but also so often horrendously bad. And by the way, that's a human condition through time. From the beginning of man's arrival on this planet, to whatever happens, that's a human condition of constant difficulty and strife, because there's a default within ourselves. We are broken. And that's why, unless something steps in to change our brokenness, and that's why God came to break into the horizontal story of our anguish and our pain and our struggle and our sin, and if something breaks into the brokenness, then we will never change. And that's one reason, one of my favorite verses this morning is, Christ has made peace by the blood of his cross. So if you want peace in your own heart and mind, or in your family, or in your community, in your school, in your workplace, in our nation, in the city of London, in our world, the starting place is to break into that place by trusting Christ, because Christ has made peace by the blood of his cross. He stepped in. He changes everything. He can change your heart and mind. He can reorientate our world if we still trust that story. So, thank you for being here today. Thank you for remembering. All of us are dismembered, and we've come to a place to be put back together. So this is a holy place.